it's Wednesday, February the 17th, and hope you're having a good start to your day. We're in the Ascent Psalms, Psalms 120 through 134, and we're almost at the end of them today. We're in Psalm 131, a short psalm, not quite as short as 117, which is only two verses. This one has three verses. And its title bears record that this is one of David's psalms. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up, my eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. Now, it's a strange way to begin, and I think what the psalmist is attempting to say is that he's not concerned and weighed down with things that are beyond his knowing, things that are beyond his control. There are questions to which we will never have answers in this world, and the psalmist is saying, I'm not going to fret about those things. There are people, and they're constantly fretting about stuff that they're not in control of. We're not in control of tomorrow. We're not in control of next week. We can make wise plans, but we cannot know them in certainty. And we must leave them to the hands of God. I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. David may have been observing some of his own children or others once they were weaned and they were no longer crying, no longer fussing. They were content to have that separation and that self-existence apart from a constant dependence upon their mothers for food. It's just an illustration of peace of mind, a concord that this psalm talks about. I have learned in whatsoever state I am therein to be content. So this is a psalm about contentment, about being restful, about not worrying about tomorrow or next week. But leaving the things that are God's to God. Now, the psalm, interestingly, and this could take a while, but let me just address it very briefly. It begins by talking about the heart, and then in verse 2, it talks about the soul. And both of those words in Hebrew have a wide semantic range, but they certainly here, I think, address areas of emotion, the inner self, if you like. So that he's not simply saying I'm at peace, I'm resting in God's providence, I'm not concerned with things that are beyond my control. Just on the outside, but deep within me, in that secret place where we sometimes converse with ourselves, right there, I'm at peace. I'm content. I've learnt in whatsoever state I am therein to be content. And I think that verse of Paul's is a wonderful summary of this particular psalm, Psalm 131. So today, if you're fretting and you're fretting about things that you cannot change and that are beyond you, spend some time in Psalm 131 and ask the Lord to make it your psalm. Have a wonderful day.